It's my absolute pleasure to welcome to the microphone Kathleen Finter. Kathleen is a member of our wonderful Caboolture Rotary Club. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
Very well. Kathleen, we spoke a little while ago about some of the wonderful things that our forefathers, let's say, did for the community over the last 70 years. Now, Kathleen, I know that we just touched on some of the things. Can you give us a little bit more information about things that have happened along the way that we didn't touch on previously?
Just some interesting things, Rosemary, that the Rotary Club has done over the years that your listeners may not be aware of. Back in the 1950s, we used to light up the Tree of Knowledge. That's the Moreton Bay Fig Tree that you'll see on the corner of Moyfield Road and King Street. We would light that with Christmas lights, and townspeople would come and sing Christmas carols. In 1954, Caboolture Shire Council in those days, held its first naturalisation ceremony. Within 10 years, the Rotary Club joined with the council, and we turned those ceremonies into a celebration. It's thought that that might have been the first time ever in Australia that actually occurred. Another interesting thing about our club was we actually had a real knight. In 1972, Dave Nicholson was knighted. Dave Nicholson was the longest-serving Speaker of the House of Representatives here in Queensland, and he was also an honorary member of our club.
How good is that, Kathleen?
It is. We had a knight, so we had a sir. 1986 was the first mention of a trailer raffle that I can find.
There you go.
And as your listeners would know, that we're a bit of an institution with our trailer raffle in at Moorfield Shopping Centre over Christmas. We've been collaborating with other clubs in this region for many, many years, I think from our inception. The first collaboration that I could find that we had with the Lions Club was back in 86, where we ran our drug and alcohol campaign. One of our most ambitious projects that we undertook was the building of the Rotary Walk at Centenary Lakes. Back then, the club in 87 was successful in a $101,000 CEP grant. So that was the Commonwealth Employment Program grants. Back then, there was high unemployment. We were going through the recession that we had to have, which we've touched on previously. The total cost of the project was $146,000, and it was done over three stages. So the first stage was a walkway between the tennis courts and the Riverview Street. The second stage included the building of that footbridge that goes over the Caboolture River. And then the third stage was a pathway around the lagoons on the southern side of Centenary Lakes. That first project had 15 exercise stations. The club has been back many times to upgrade that walk. And in 2007, we actually went and added four more exercise stations. Council has just recently put in some beautiful signage along the river walk, and they are beautiful, and it clearly states that it's a Rotary Walk. When you actually think about this, the fact that the club actually went and undertook a project that was worth $146,000 is quite remarkable, given that our club, our membership has always been around about the 30, mm-hmm. 28, 30, 32. There was one year that I found that membership actually got up to 40. But all of that was done with such a small membership. It was quite remarkable. Another thing that I've discovered, which I find quite remarkable, in 1991, we actually installed water and sewage systems into the Moorfield Scouts Hall. This was actually done by our Rotarians over a couple of weekends, where they dug holes and put in all the systems. But the interesting thing with that is that when I look back on some of their really old minutes, the club had actually sorry.
No, you're fine.
I know.
One, two, three.
The interesting thing was back then the club had actually budgeted $800 to $1,200 for the cost of materials for this. But after it was completed, they had only spent $100. And that was because people just donated all the materials and the plant to actually dig all the trenches and that. And just recently, I've been lucky enough to be given some photos from Martin Jonker Sr. And they've actually got photos of our members in those trenches, putting in that water and sewage, which is quite amazing.
It's lovely.
The first golf day that we had, Garlic Golf Day, was somewhere around 1992. That golf day is still going today and is actually coming up on the 20th of September. So if you're a golfer, get onto our Facebook page and contact our secretary and find out a little bit more about it. But that was done by Phil and Kathy Nisbet. And Phil, as you know, was a president of our club many years ago.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we move on to 94, and that's when our club went out to the community asking for donations for the chapel and meditation room in at the Caboolture Hospital. Within a couple of years, we actually had that built and were able to hand it over to the hospital. Once again, you've got to, you know, that's quite an ambitious project. And then we move on to 2003. This was the first Rotary Race Day that we ever held, was in 2003. That race day, as you know, is still going today and is actually coming up in October, on October the 20th, and it's always a really great day and a really great fundraising initiative. And then in 2009... I think we spoke about this on our last podcast, where the club spent several years fundraising and eventually raised $75,000. And we put two classrooms in at the Arethusa Learning Centre at Shaftesbury Campus. Very, very proud moment for us. In 2018, that saw our very first Emergency Service Officer of the Year Gala Dinner. That is still going today. And that dinner will be held on the 30th September coming up, which is really wonderful. Now we move on to very current times. In 2020, Tony Ladder came up with an idea of Red Ride. Now this was a motorbike ride to raise awareness of domestic violence. Domestic violence, as you know, is a very topical subject at the moment. I'm not sure how we've got to where we are with domestic violence, but we are here. And in 2020, well before other people were protesting and doing all sorts of things, here we were in Caboolture raising awareness of domestic violence. So, and it's quite amazing that initial Red Ride would never have got off the ground without Rotary. Caboolture Rotary, particularly Rihanna Botha and Chris Sharp, they really drove this initiative. And when I say drive it, you have to remember May 2020, we were in the middle of COVID lockdowns and torrential rain. So to actually get this thing off the ground under those circumstances was actually quite amazing. The following year, 2021, the next Red Ride was held. We had introduced by that stage our Sea of Red position down Morayfield Road, once again driven very hard by Rihanna Botha and Chris Sharp. The next year, unfortunately, Chris had passed away and he never actually saw the fruits of his labour. It was the first time we'd held a Red Ride with no postponement. There were no COVID lockdowns. There was no torrential rain. It was a beautiful day. And Chris never actually got to see that. That year, we added a car show. This year that's just gone, we added a family day. And it was probably the most successful that we've ever had. Our whole driver was to raise awareness and also engage the community. Red Ride, we don't do anything in a vacuum. We could not have held Red Ride for those last 4 years without sponsorship from our community, particularly the Caboolture Sports Club, the Caboolture Showgrounds. It's quite remarkable. Everyone comes together. This year, it was a real collaboration with community groups in our area. We had people from from Spiders Boxing helping with this, Lions Clubs, other Rotary Clubs. It was just amazing. Everyone came along. They all wore their different shirts. And it was a real show of solidarity to the community that domestic violence is just not okay.
Mm. Kathleen, and we said it before, we can talk about this for a very, very long time. But if I'm able to, I'd just like to pitch in here and say that let's celebrate Caboolture Rotary's first 70 years of service by becoming a member of Rotary. Because do you know what? Without you, we are not a club. And without you, we can't do all of these wonderful things that we can do in the community. We are always open to new ideas, and that's why each year the club votes to change our presidents and our boards, and it's always a good idea to have that new broom scenario. With the possibilities for you and your contribution to the community, we guarantee friendship and camaraderie, and you'll experience a little bit more joy in your life, believe it or not. And the number of members who have become very well known in our community brings with it a certain satisfaction and provides a relevance for you and your personal well-being. And Kathleen, I attest to that so strongly. And for people that are listening and would like to learn a lot more, we have a whole lot more history, let me tell you. Why don't you go onto our website and just let us know that you would be interested in becoming a member. And Kathleen, I'll hand over to you to sign off because I know how much work you've put into this, and we do thank you very much for that.
The when we talk about membership, it is one of the things you mentioned, Rosemary, was new ideas. Everything that I mentioned just here was somebody's idea. Somebody come up with one day, they went to a meeting and they said, let's put in a Rotary walk. You know, you stop and think about that. You know, we're talking about almost $150,000, and you've got the members, and people just get behind it. One day someone came and said, let's have this crazy motorbike ride to raise awareness for domestic violence, you know, against domestic violence. And a couple of our Rotarians went, my God, let's do that. Yeah. So, yes, we're always open to new ideas. Our community, there's always something in our community that we can improve. And there's always, and our community is full of good people. So if you're one of those good people and you want to come and make a contribution, come along, because it is very rewarding. I must admit that. It's very rewarding.
It is. Kathleen Finter, Caboolture Rotary, thank you very much for your time today. And listeners, as Kathleen finished off, come and join us. You never know how you can end up or how far you can go. You're on 101.5.